Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chav Vav Maseches Brachos, the 25th daf in Shas. We left off towards the bottom of Chav Hei Mabez. We've got quite a bit of Gemara to do, with the Gemara discussing the following machlokis. We had a machlokis Tanoim in regards to a bed serving as a hefsek, a break from those things that are prohibited to read Kriya Shema in front of. For example, we had learned in the Braisa at the two dots, about halfway through in Chaf Heyamabez, that a basin that is used for excrement or for urine, it is prohibited to read Kriya Shema in front of it. The Mara quoted their opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says that if there is a bed that serves as a break between the bedpan that's prohibited to which is prohibited to read in front of, and the individual, so then in such a case, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that you're allowed to read in such an instance Kriya Shema. La'achar amita kore. If it's in behind the mita, then it's enough of a hefsek you're allowed to read, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said. Avol marchiku arba amas v'kore, in a case of where it's lefnei hamita. The Gemara begins to analyze the position of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That is where we are up to. 15 lines from the bottom of Chaf Hei Mabez. First word on the line is Amo. Iboiluhu. We pose the following shaila Rashi adds within Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Hechi ka'amar achar mita kore. What did he mean when he said, if the mita is masik, then you could read? Lefnei ha-mita, but if it's between the individual and the mita, in other words, the mita is not masik, marchik arba amis v'koire, in such a case, was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saying that as long as you distance yourself four amis, that's enough. Odil mahachi kamar, or maybe Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, la'achar amita marchik dalet amis v'koire, that if there is a break between the bed and the bedpan, in such a case, then you distance yourself four amos. You have both the mita being mafsik as well as the requirement of four amos. Vikore, in such a case, you could read. Lefnei amita, if it's the bedpan is between you and the bed, eina kore klal, you can't read at all. The first side had said, no, as long as you distance yourself four amos, even if the bedpan is between you and the bed, you'll still be able to read. Tashma, come in here, I'll bring you right to sign you. Rabbi Shlomo Zeroymer. Echoraham. Achar amita karmiyad, if it's after the bed, then you can immediately read. Lefnei amita marchik dalet amos. If it's before the bed, so then in such a case, you can distance yourself four amos. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, and this is the opinion that we're looking for, achar amita karmiyad. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, afilu beis mea ama lo yikare achi yotziem oshi nichem tachas hamita. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, even if it's 100 amos, as long as there's nothing that's masik between you and the bedpan, in such a case, you cannot read, or you put into a separate rishus under the bed. Rashi yesterday had taught us that under a bed, consider it as if it's put in the ground. Okay, on the one hand, we seem to have solved our problem. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel clearly is of the opinion that a hefsek is absolutely necessary, and if it's between you and the mita, even if there's 100 amos distance, then such a case it would not be acceptable. However, we've solved the problem, but we created another problem. Says the Gemara, Bayon Efshitalon, you've solved the Shaila. Masnis and Kasha Adodi. But you've now created a contradiction in the Brisis. Why? Because over here, we have Rabbi Shimon Gamliel actually using the language that we had seen above, which is that of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. If you take a look right before we had begun today's daf with the words Iboiluhu, 20 lines from the bottom, right above that we have the previous Braisa, where we have the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. It's actually Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar who is the one who said Afilu Beis Mea Ama. So how in the world are we now presenting Rabbi Shimon Gamliel as the position of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? Kashin Adadi, Masnisin, Kasha Adadi, asks the Gemara. There is now a steer within the brain. The Gemara answers, Epach Bas Raisa. Let us switch around the last Braisa that we had mentioned, that we had just mentioned four lines above, that Reb Shimon ben Elazar was quoted as saying that it makes a difference whether you're before the mita or after the mita, and even if the dead bedpan is within the domain of the person before he reaches the bed, nevertheless, if he distances four amos, that is acceptable. We are going to switch that from being the opinion of Reb Shimon ben Elazar to being the opinion of Reb Shimon Gamliel. In other words, now the Reisha is Reb Shimon Gamliel, and the Brisa, and the Seifa of the Brisa is going to be Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Asks the Gemara, Man Shamis Lei. My Chazis, excuse me. The Ipchis Bas Raisa, why did you think to switch around the second Braisa? Ipch Kamaisa, maybe switch around the top one and make Reb Shimon ben Elazar the big Makel over here. So the Gemara answers, Man Shabbos Leib the Amar Kule Bayis Karba Amos Dami, Reb Shimon ben Elazar. This idea that we, even if it's 100 Amos, still it's considered no Hefzik, that we know is the position of Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Rashi says we don't know how we know it's the opinion of Reb Shimon Elazar, but nevertheless, is the opinion of Reb Shimon Elazar. So what emerges? This was not an easy Gemara. What emerges is the following, and that is that when it comes to the Shita of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, he differentiates between whether the bedpan is between him and the bed or the bed is mafsik. What emerges from the second Braisa, which we ultimately switched around, was that if there's a bed that distances between him and the bedpan, it's mafsik between him and the bedpan. So then in such a case, then one automatically can read Kriya Shema. If there's a distance between the individual and the bedpan, even if the bedpan is before the bed, in such a case, one can also read Kriya Shema according to Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon ben Elazar is machmir, and he holds that even if there's a distance of 100 amos, as long as there isn't something that breaks between him and the bedpan, for example, it's in a separate rishus, it's under the bed, in such a case, he cannot read Kriya Shema. Amar Rav Yosef, boy mi name Rav Huna. Rav Yosef said they asked the following shaila from Rav Huna. Mita pachos mishlosha pshitali de kilavud dami. We have an important rule in Shas called lavud, and that is, it's a halachic principle that says that if there's a distance of less than three tefachim between two things, halacha views those two things as closing that small space. Lavud is the concept of halacha l'moshe misinai that closes a gap with of less than three tefachim between two objects. Let's say there's a gap of less than three tefachim between walls, between schach, in such a case, closes. So too, when it comes to a bed, if the bed is within three tefachim of the ground, halachically the area is considered closed and separate. Shlosha, arba, chamisha, shisha, shiva, shmona, tisha, mahu. However, what's halacha going to be when it comes to 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9 tfachim? Amarle, lo yadani, said, I don't know. Asara vadai lo mi boili. But when it comes to 10, that I didn't ask, because in such a case, then it doesn't look like it's under the bed at all. It's not considered closed, and therefore it would not be considered a separate rishus. Amar Abaye, Shapar Vata Deloi Boilecha, Kol Asara Rishus Achrisahi. Abaye says, you're right. If it's already 10, then the area is considered entirely a separate rishus. If that would be so, if the bedpan is underneath, we would not be able to consider the bedpan as within the ground. If it's with the bed is within three tefachim of the ground, so we consider the whole area closed, and we consider that area as if the bedpan that's between the bed and the ground, as if in a closed area in the ground. However, if the bed would be a distance of 10 tefachim or more from the ground, in such a case it would not be considered closed. Hence, Rava summarizes the halacha as follows. Last medium-sized line in Chaf Hamabes. Amar Rava Hilchasa Pachos Mishalosh Mishlosha Kilavadami. If it's less than three, we consider the area entirely closed. Asara Rishus Achrisai. If it's more than 10, we consider that area as a separate rishus, and clearly we don't consider it closed. Hence, a bedpan would be a problem. Mishlosha ad asara, but if it's between 3 and 10, hainu deboy mine Rav Yosef miravuna velo pashat lay. That was the shiloh that was asked, and the shiloh wasn't paskin. They didn't come to a conclusion. The Gemara continues on the first wide line towards the end of the line on Chaf Ema Beis. Amar Rav, halacha Rav Shim ben Elazar. Rav says halacha is like Rav Shim ben Elazar. We saw Rav Shim ben Elazar is quite machmir, and he says that a bed would not serve as a hefsek, and any time a person is in the same area of the house, even if the room is 100 amos long, then one is not allowed to read Kriya Shema in front of the deadpan, the bedpan. Continues the Gemara, V'chein Amar Bali, Amar of Yaakov, Bra de Bashmuel, Halach Rav Shim ben Elazar. All of these above Amorayim paskin like Rav Shim ben Elazar. However, Rava took issue with that. V'Rava Amar Ein Halach Rav Shim ben Elazar. Rava held that the halacha does not follow Rav Shim ben Elazar. Rav Achoyi Asile Librei Be Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. The word Yaasik means to engage. Rav Acha engaged his son to literally the house of Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. What that means is the daughter of Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel. Aila l'chupa. He went up to the chupa. V'lo haiva mistaya milsa. His son, the son of Rav Acha, wasn't successful in completing the Bias Mitzvah. Also, Basrei Le'yune, so Rav Achai went to check out what was going on. Chaza Sefer Torah de Mancha. He saw that there was a Sefer Torah in the same room. Amar Lehu, Rav Acha said to those who had set up the room, Ika Hashta Lo Isai Sakonta Livroi. He said, I had not come now, then my son would have been in a tremendous sakana. The hainu, that his son could have been nichshal of having tashmish in with the Sefer Torah. The sanya, as we learned in the Braisa, bayish sheyesh bo Sefer Torah, house has Sefer Torah tefillin, also shamish bo samita, achi yotzim, o shinichem kli besoch kli. It's supposed to be taken out, and they need to be put in a kli besoch Kli. In our halacha section, Be'ezer Hashem, we will discuss some basic halachos of kli besoch kli, and which rooms is it appropriate to put svarim and which not. The Gemara continues on the second to last line of Chaf Ha'ama Beis. Amar Abaye loy shanu ela bikli she'eino kilyon. Avo bikli shu kilyon afilu asara mani kechad mani damyu. The only time this heter works of kli besoch kli, that it will be permissible to have tashmish in a room that has a sefer Torah if it's a kli betoch kli, is if it's not the normal kli for it to be placed in. However, if you have a kli betoch kli that's normal to put one into another, so then in such a case it's all considered as if it's in one kli. Amar Rava. Rava gave an example of kli betoch kli. Glima Akamtura kikli besoch kli dami. If you put clothing on top of a bookcase, that would be an example of kli besoch kli. However, if you would have the svarim inside of a box that's miyuad for those svarim, like an ornatory box, then into a bookcase, it could be that in such a case, that would not be considered kli besoch kli, because that's considered betoch kilyon, in its normal kli. The Gemara continues on top of Chavav, Amen Alf. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Sefer Torah, Tzarech Lasos Lo, Mechitza Asara. In order for it to be considered a break, a Sefer Torah needs a Mechitza of 10. Marzutra Ikli Levei Rav Ashi. Marzutra went to visit the yeshiva of Rav Ashi. Chazi L'duchte Demar Bar Rav Ashi, the Manach Bei Sefer Torah, in order to be able to do all things in the room, including Tashmish, they had constructed a mechitza of 10 tvachim. Amar Lei Keman, they asked him, who are you following by simply constructing the mechitza, then it would be permissible, and you would not be able to do it without constructing the mechitza. Kira Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, they explained. That follows the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Some understand that Marzutra was asking rhetorically, Kiman, who are you following, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? You're following Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Amar da Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. When did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say this, that the halacha is that it's enough to construct the mechitza of Eser, the Lesley Beis Achriti? That's only if there's no other house. Beis Achrini, there's no other house to put the Sefer Torah. Mar ha'isle Beis Achrini, you have another place to put it, and therefore you should not rely on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's leniency that a mechitza is enough. Amar Lei, Ravashi responded, Lav Adatoi, I was not aware of this. Unfortunately, the Rishonim don't exactly spell out what Lav Adatoi means. The Schottenstein Gemara gives excellent Maror Makomos, just simply referring to different Rashis and Shas, where Rashi describes Lav Adatoi. Rashi and Shabbos on Sadi Hey Amid Aleph brings two pshatim, that the Rabosai, in the name of Rashi, over there in that sugya, hold that Lav Adatoi means that I disagree. However, it seems from the first pshat in the Rashi over the Sadi Hey Amid Aleph in Shabbos, it means that I didn't remember, I had forgotten, or in Menachis on Lamed Hey Amid Beis, there it means I was a shogeg, so it could have three possible meanings in our sugya. Either I disagree, or I had forgotten, or number three, I was a shogeg for some reason. Either I wasn't aware when it was done, it was set up this way. Three different possible explanations. Presumably, the pashtus is that I was a shogeg, I was not aware, or I did not forget. I see that there's an even longer list of Lav Adatoi by the Masoras HaShas. And that brings down many other places where Lav Adatoi is mentioned. Unfortunately, what I saw in our Rishonim, they don't spell out, so we have three possibilities of what Lav Adatoi means here in our Gemara. Gemara continues analyzing the Mishnah Chav Beis and Mabez that said that when it comes to excrement, one needs to distance Arba Amos from the excrement. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schair, Amar Rav Huna, Loi Shanu El Lachorav. When is 4 amos acceptable? That is, if it's 4 amos behind you, teaches Rav Huna. Ava lefanav, but if the tzoa is in front of him, marchik melo enav. Then the distance that has to be given is actually as far as the eye can see. It's not enough to have 4 amos. Even if there's much more than 4 amos, as long as a person would be able to see the tzoa, in such a case, then one is not allowed to read Kriya Shema. The Chen L'Tfila, and the same halacha also applies for Tfila, that he has to be Marchik Melo Einav, to the point that he can't see. Ask the Gemara, Eini, that is not so. V'omer Afram Bar Papa, Omer Avchizda, Oymir Odom Kenege Beis HaKisei, U'mispalel, a person is allowed to daven opposite a Beis HaKisei. Answers the Gemara, no. Hacha Mayaskinon, the Beis HaKisei Shein Bo Tzoa. It's talking about where there's no excrement there. Ask the Gemara, Eini V'amar of Yosef Bar Chanina, Beis HaKisei Shomru Afal Pi Shein Bo Tzoa, U'Beis HaMercha Shomru Afal Pi Shein Bo Adam. Didn't we learn that the prohibition of Beis HaKisei applies even if there is no Tzoa? El Hacha Mayaskinon, Bechadeti. Answers the Gemara, we have to say that's talking about a new one. In other words, the only time that you'd be able to daven in front of a Beis HaKisei is if it's a new Beis HaKisei. But if it's not a new Beis HaKisei, then in such a case, we learned that when it comes to the chash of Beis HaKisei and Soa, you need to be marchik melo enav. Ask the Gemara, v'oimi boile le Ravina. That was a shayla of Ravina's. His minu le Beis HaKisei mahu. What happens if you designated a bathroom? Yesh zimun? Is it considered designated? Wein zimun? Or is it not considered designated? So Ravina did not assume that just because it was a new, it automatically was permissible to daven in front of it. Answers the Gemara. Kikami boile the Ravina, lemeka malei letsue bigave. When did Ravina have the shaila? That was in regards to davening side of it. There, Ravina had a shaila. Maybe hazmada would be enough to prohibit. Aval kenegdo lo, but he never thought that if there was never tzoa that was put inside of it, you can't even daven opposite it. Period. Amar Rava. Hani bate kisa de parsoi. Aval gav dispo tzoa kistum and dummy. The Persian bathrooms are considered closed. And therefore, there is no problem davening with male enov. What's the difference between a Persian bathroom and others? Rashi in Dibar Maskel de Parsoi explains, Bichafira hayu was dug into the ground. Upiem birachok min haguma. And the opening where a person would go to the bathroom was different than the place that the excrement would collect. Vuhub shipua, it would go down a slope. Vahareye, and the waste, the feces, miskalgali vinofel guma, would fall into a deep pit. And in such a case, that would, a Persian bathroom would not have the din of being mispalef ne'atsoa, in contrast to other bathrooms. Let's get to you, Bezer Hashem, the Mishnah Chavav Amar Aleph, before the beginning of the fourth perek. Zav, shera keri. If a zav saw keri, now here our Mishnah discusses a nuanced halacha that advances something that we had learned on the Mishnah on Chaf Amid Beis. In fact, the Gemara will expound on it, as well as the Gemara that we had already discussed earlier, many of the themes we discussed on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. On Chaf Amid Beis, we had discussed that according to most Tanoim, although Halacha L'maisa, we discussed that it could be that this is not so, according to most Tanoim, it is prohibited for Baal Keri to read Kriya Shema. Now, what happens if you have someone who's a Baal Keri? What does he do? As the Mishnah describes on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, he needs to go to the mikveh. That was the discussion as well on Chaf Beis Amud Beis in our Mishnah, where we had discussed what happens if he had already gone to the mikveh. The assumption of the Mishnayis is that you need to go to the mikveh. What happens if going to the mikveh is not going to help? What do we mean it's not going to help? Why would it not help? Not because the mikveh is not kosher. The mikveh is fine. However, the guy needs to go to mikveh for already for another reason, or the woman needs to go to the mikveh for another reason. What would an example of that be? Someone who is a zav. Someone who is a zav is a male individual who had an abnormal emission. A seminal emission, semen, is called keri. Keri is what we would call a normal emission. Then there is an abnormal emission. Someone who is a zav also needs to go to the mikveh. What happens if he was already a zav? He needed to go to the mikveh as it is. And now he saw keri. If he was a zav gadol, if he was someone who had the abnormal emission three times, he is what's called a zav gamur, and in some case, the individual needs to bring a carbon. Someone who saw Zav twice, so then in such a case, the halacha is, he is an Av Hatuma, and his Tuma lasts, as Rashi describes on the opening part of the Mishnah, by us, in Dibar Maskel Zav, that he is Tamei for 7 days. So now we've got this Zav who already is Tamei, and therefore, if he goes to the mikveh for Keri, it will not solve the fact that he is Tamei, and he will still be Tameh, for example. He won't be able to go to the Migdash, and there are other things that he is limited to do because of his Tumah. Says our Mishnah, Zav Shera Keri, a Zav that saw Keri, or Vinida Shepolta Shechvazera, a woman who is already Nida, who it's clear, it's not our Masech to discuss how, it's clear that she had seen emission from of Zera that were was a result of the relations that she had with her husband. V'hamishameshes shiras anida, or a woman had relations with her husband and then became anida, and therefore she's going, these two cases of these women are tamei twice. Number one, she's tamei as anida. Number two, she's tamei for shechvas zera. Tzrichin tvila, the halacha is that nevertheless they need tvila on the keri component, the zera component, when it comes to a woman, plate the zera of their tuma. Rabbi Yehuda says that the individual is potter. The Gemara wants to understand more deeply and more clearly the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Ibailu, we have the following shita according to Rabbi Yehuda. Bal keri, our Mishnah discussed if an individual first was a zav and then became a bal keri. And what did Rabbi Yehuda hold? Then in such a case, he does not go to the mikvah. What if we had the inverse? First individual was tameh as keri, and then he became a zav. The Rabbi Yehuda mahu. What would the halacha be according to Rabbi Yehuda now to go to the mikvah? Keep out the Rabbi Yehuda ahasam. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda said that the reason why you're exempt in the case of our Mishnah, bizav shira keri, when you have a zav that saw keri, the meikar lavar tfilahu. Because the tefillah is not doing anything, as we explained when we learned our Mishnah. He's still going to be tameh, and therefore you don't go. Avo bal keri shera ziva, the meikara bar tefillahu, there was a moment he needed to go to the mikvah. That was when he was a bal keri. In order to learn Torah, he needed to go to the mikvah. So then, in such a case, he was a bar tefillah, mechayiv. So then, in such an instance, he'll still be chayiv to go to the mikvah afterwards when he becomes a zav. Odil maloshna. Where do we say that there is no difference between the two? If you take a look at Rashi in the Mishnah, Dibur Masel Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi spells out exactly the hav amina of how to read our Mishnah. We will, in this case, dispense with the pshat as we just read the Gemara without being ma'ayin into Rashi, but we have to be honest that more iyun would be necessary by looking at Rashi. The way we understand the Gemara right now, the Gemara's shaila is, Rabbi Yehuda says that you're exempt from going to the mikvah in a case if you were a zav and then saw keri, because anyhow, the tahara would not make you tahar, because you would still be tameh from zav. The Gemara then asks, but maybe if he was a bal keri first, where he once had a responsibility to go to the mikvah, if afterwards he becomes a zav, so then in such a case, then he would still have the chiyuv, or do we say no, at the end of the day, since the tvila will not be metar him from ziva, then you don't have to go for keri as well. Says the Gemara, I've got an answer to the your shaila. Five lines before the fourth perek, Tashma, come here, I'll bring you a proof. Hamishameshes, a woman who had relations with her husband, Virasa Nida, and then she became a Nida, Tzricha Tvila, Rabbi Yehuda Poter. Rabbi Yehuda says that she doesn't need Tvila from the Tumas Pleitas Shichvazera because she was and is a Nida. Asks the Gemara, wait a second. Vahamishameshes Virasa Nida. At the time that she began relations, and at the time that she had Zera put inside of her, she had not been a Nida. Then afterwards, she became a Nida. What's that like? What's the parallel of a man? Kibal Keri, like a man who has Mas Keri, right? The woman's first Tuma is coming from the Zera, which is Bal Keri, which the parallel for a man is Bal Keri. Shira Ziva. And afterwards, she saw Nida, and the man, the parallel to that, is Ziva. And what did we say? The halacha is that Rabbi Yehuda says that since she's now a Nida, so then she does not go for the Zera. Damya. So we have the same case. We have a case where Rabbi Yehuda says, if you first have the Tuma of Keri or the Tuma of Zera, and then it's followed with a greater Tuma, like Nida, and the going to the mikvah will not solve, Rabbi Yehuda says that you're potter. Damya the kapat Rabbi Yehuda shmamina. So we have a proof that Rabbi Yehuda exempts even if you first were a keri and then became a zav. Tana Rabbi Chia behedya bal keri shura ziva tzarech tefila. Rabbi Yehuda poter. Rabbi Yehuda exempts in that case as well. Hadra nalach misha meso beza Hashem yisparech. We have completed the third perek in Shas. Bezrat Hashem, we begin the fourth perek, perek Tfilas HaShachar. This perek, of course, is involved with the halachos of Tfila, with some very, very important, prominent Gemara. It says the Mishnah, Tfilas HaShachar ad Chatzos, one, according to the Tanakhamos, can daven Shachris until Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, adalid shaos. Rav Yehuda says 4 hours into the day. Of course, there is a machlokus between the Magen Avram and the Gro. When do you calculate the 4 hours? Do you start from Alos HaShachar or Nate? And we discussed that in the first perek in the Halacha L'maisa section. HaMincha, when it comes to Tfilas Mincha, Ad Erev, it goes until the evening. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Ad Plag HaMincha. Rabbi Yehuda says that Mincha could only be davened until Plag HaMincha. Rashi tells us, don't worry about the calculations about Plag HaMincha. The Gemara on the base will explain it. Tfilas HaErev Ein Lo Keva. When it comes to the nighttime, so then there is no specific kavua zman that ends, explains Rashi. And Rashi also adds that the Gemara will tell us what the lashon of Ein Lo Keva means. V'shel musafim kol hayom. When it comes to the Karban Musaf, one can say the tefillah of Karban Musaf until the entire day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad sheva shos. Rabbi Yehuda says 7 hours into the day. Asks the Gemara, Ureminu, I will ask you the following kasha. You say that the mitzvah is for 4 hours into the day, according to Rabbi Yehuda, from a brisa, it seems to be not this way. Mitzvah se'manetzacham, the mitzvah of tefillah is to daven when the sun is rising. Kadesh yismoch gula l'tefillah. And that way you say Kriya Shema right before, and then you go in from gula l'tefillah, v'nimtza mispal bayom, but at the same time you're davening already when it's day because the sun has begun to shine. What is the contradiction? There's no mention of brisa at all until 4 hours, it says, with netzachama. Answers the Gemara, no. Ki tanya hi levatikin. That brisa is mentioned for vatikin. Vatikin, I say it in the modern Hebrew translation, because a vatik in modern Hebrew refers to someone who is experienced, a veteran. And over here we're talking about the veteran, Anshei Maisa, that they would daven with the Netzachama. Damar Rabbi Yochanan Vasikin, Hayu Goymin Oisem Netzachama. V'kule Alma Ad Chatzos. And everybody, at least the Tanakhama, our Mishnah, says that they do it until Chatzos. Ask Gemar V'sulo, and at Chatzos you have to stop. V'omar of Mari, Brei Duravuna, Brei Durav Yirmiya Barab, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tol V'lo Espal Arvis Mispal B'Shachris Shtayim. Shachris, Mispal Mincha, Shtayim. Kula Yomi, answers the Gemara, Matziv Azal Ad Chatzos, the entire day, you could daven. Matziv Azal Ad Chatzos, but until Chatzos, Yoiv Lo, Schar Tfila. Then you get the Schar Tfila Bizmana. Mikan Ve'elech, Schar Tfila Yoiv Le, Schar Tfila Bizmana, Lo Yoiv Le. So the Gemara had asked that we see that if you miss Shachris, you daven Mincha twice. So we see that even after Chatzos, you're able to do Shachris, to which the Gemara answers no. Until Chatzos, you've got the Schar Tfila Bizmana. After Chatzos, you get Schar Tfila, but not Schar Tfila Bizmana. Continues the Gemara, 8 lines from the bottom. Iboilu, Tov Elo Hispalo Mincha. Mau Shi Hispalo Arvis Shtayim. If an individual made a mistake and he mixed Mincha, does he have what we call colloquially tashlumin on Ma'ariv to daven twice? Imtin salam atav lo espalal arvis mispalal shachris shtayim. Maybe when it comes to Ma'ariv, we had learned in the above mentioned brisa that if you miss Ma'ariv, then you daven twice shachris mishum dechad yomu. So maybe you have the tashlumin because it's considered the same day. Dichsiv vayer vayivoka yom echad. We know that the day starts in the Jewish calendar at night. When it comes to tefillah, tefillah is in the place of a carbon. And since day has passed, so then you can no longer make up from mincha and ma'ariv by saying it twice. Or do you say, since tefillah is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rachmanas, call ema deboi matzli, Vazel, as long as he's able to daven, you say, go ahead, Azel means to go and do it. Toshma, says the Gemara, 5 lines from the bottom, Dom Rav Hunabar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tov, Lo, Espal, Mincha, Mispal, Arvish, Shtayim. Vein Bazeh, Mishum, Da'avar, Yomo, Batol, Karbono. We don't imply the rule that you don't have Tashubin on a Karbon, and we say, Avar, Yomo, Batol, Karbono. When it comes to Tefillah, we do not evoke that rule. Meisive, I'll ask you the following question. Mu'uvas lo yichol liskon v'chisaron lo yichol himanos. The Torah Kedosha in Koheles tells us that there are some things that are crooked that cannot be fixed. Some things are missing that can't be added. How did Chazal understand it? What does the Brisa say? Mu'uvan lo yichol liskon zeshebitel kriyishma shel arvis. The kriyishma shel shachris. If an individual missed the kriyishma at night, then that's it. That night is not going to come back. If he misses Kriya Shema in the morning, that's it. That morning will not come back. O tefila shel arvis, o tefila shel shachris. Or if you miss a tefila at night, or you miss a tefila in the morning, so then it can't come back. V'chisaron lo yuchal imanos. And if you have something missing, there are times that can never be counted again. If someone was asked by his friends to join them in a dvar mitzvah and he refuses, then that mitzvah is going to pass and it's too late. What do we see from here? We see from here that once one misses a tefillah, you don't have a tashlumin. The only time a person has the opportunity for tashlumin, if he was batal it b'shogeg. But if he was bevatel it b'mezid on purpose, if he was aware he was supposed to daven and he did not, so then in such a case he does not have the opportunity of tashlum. Amar Ravashi dekanam diktani batel. It says batel that he was mevatel. That has a lashon of mezid, the connotation of mezid. V'lo ktani ta'a, and it doesn't say that he makes a mistake. Shema mina. We hear from here this distinction that the only time you have tashlumin is in a case of a shogeg, but not a mezid. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara continues on the top of Chavav Amid Beis. Ta v'lo ispal mincha be'erev Shabbos mispalim b'lel Shabbos shtayim. If an individual forgot to daven mincha on Erev Shabbos, he can, on the night of Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, repeat the Shemone Esrei twice for Tashlumin. Of course, the rule of Tashlumin is that you repeat the Shemone Esrei that is Shayich, that is appropriate for that time. So in this case, if he misses Mincha on Erev Shabbos, he says Tfilas Lo Shabbos twice. Tov v'lo espal Mincha b'Shabbos, mispal Matzoi Shabbos shtayim. Shel Chol, he says Achol Shmona Esrei twice, because now it's Man Chol. Mavdo b'Rishona ve'eino Mavdo b'Shnia. And he says Atachan Antanu in the first, and he does not say it in the second. V'im Hivdo b'Shnia v'lo Hivdo b'Rishona, Shnia Olo Rishona low, also low. If he says Havdalah in the second, in his Tashlumin, so then the second works, and the first one doesn't work. The Gemara analyzes, what does it mean if he didn't say in the first, low, also low? Lim Memra, are you going to say, Dikimdol Ivdol Bekamaisa, Kimandolo Salidami? That if he didn't make Havdalah in the first, it's considered as if he didn't daven, so it means to daven, Umahadrinale, and he goes back, Ureminu, I'll ask you a brisa that contradicts this. The halacha is that if you miss Mashiva Ruach Amar Hashem, you've got to repeat Shmona Esrei. Havdalah b'chonein adas ein machzirin oso. If you miss Havdalah b'chonein adas, you don't go back. Mifnei sheyachol omra lakot. Kasha. That is a fantastic question. And therefore, the halacha would be not that way. It would not be considered as if he had missed the Shmona Esrei to the point that needs to be repeated. Our 10 lines from the top on Chavav Amid Beis now quotes a very deep machlokes tanoim in regards to the model of tefila. Itmar, Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina Omar. Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina says, tefilos avos tiknum. He says that the tefilos correspond to the avos. In other words, Avram was in Sakin Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, Yaakov Mayru. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omer, Tfilos Keneged, Tmidum Tiknum. The Tfilos were modeled after the Tmidim. The Gemara will flesh out both of these opinions of the Tanoim. Tanya Kalasi Rabbi Yosef Chanin, and Tanya Kalasi Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We had a Brisa that elaborates on both of these positions. Tanya Kavas Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. We learned in Brisa like Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. Avram tikin tefillah shachris shenemar vayashkem Avram baboikel amokim asher amad sham v'ein amida elot tefillah. Avram Avinu after he davened for Sodom, he got up in the next morning after Sodom was actually destroyed, and we have this pasuk, and that means that he davened. How do we know that Amidah means tefillah? Shenemar vayamo Pinchas vayifalel. The pasuk in Tehillim says that Pinchas stood up and he prayed. Now, that is an amazing drasha by itself, that the lashon over here by Pinchas in Tehillim, Chazal assume, is in regards to tefillah, which is not the pashtus of the pasuk. Nevertheless, this is how Chazal darshan it. There is a lot to say about this drasha. Be'ezer Hashem, we will discuss the meaning behind this drasha in the halacha section. The Gemara continues, Yitzchak tikein tefilas mincha. Yitzchak instituted mincha. Shenemar vayetze Yitzchak lasuach besade lefnos arev ve'ein sicha el tefilah. Shenemar tefila la'ani chiyatoif v'lefnei Hashem yishbach sichoi. So when it comes to lasuach, that is clearly expression to pour out one's talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is tefillah. Yaakov tikein tefillas arvis. Yaakov instituted mayriv. Shenemar vayifka b'amokom vayolen shom. In Parshas Vayetze, we have that literally it means that he met that place and he resided there. But the lashon of pigia sounds like a lashon of tefillah, says Chazal. Ve'im pigia el tefillah. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, va'ata al tispal bad hamazeh. Don't entreat onto me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his wrath to Yirmiyahu, that unfortunately, Klal Yisrael, because of their veros, I am not interested in your tefillah. We see that the Lashon Pigia is the Lashon of tefillah. And we also learned a braisa that supports Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that says that the tefillos were not instituted only because of the avos, but rather they correspond to the Karbanos and the Migdash. Mipnei ma amru tefilas ha-shachar ha-chatzos. What is the reason, says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that the morning tefillah is until midday? Sharei tamid shel shachar krav olech ha-chatzos. Because the Karban tamid is brought until chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad arba shos. Rabbi Yehuda said until 4 hours, because he holds differently in regards to tamid shel shachar. Sharei tamid shel shachar krav v'holech ad arba shos, because the carbon tamid is brought 4 hours into the day. Umitnei ma amru tefilas hamincha ad erev, shorei tamid shel ben arbaim, krav v'holech ad erev. The time of tefillah is mamish modeled for all the tanoim after the shachris, after shachris, the tamid shel shachris, and the mincha after tamid shel ben arbaim. And hence, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah said, until the evening, that's because he held that the carbon tamid is brought in the evening. Reb Yehuda disagreed, at plaga mincha, until this time of plaga mincha, shere tamid shel ben arbaim, karev olech ad plaga mincha. Carbon tamid is brought up until plaga hamincha. The Gemara continues 3 lines on into the wide on Chav Amabez. Umipnei ma amru tfilas ha-erev ein lo keva? And why is it that when it comes to tefillah of Ma'ariv, there isn't a particular time that one needs to end by? Shaharei Evar, until the morning it goes, Shaharei Evarim Upradim, Shalom Nisaklim Biberev, Krev V'holchim Kol HaLayla, because Akhtaris Evarim continues throughout the night. Umepnei Ma'om Rusham Musafim Kol HaYom, Shaharei Karim Rusham Musafim Krav Kol HaYom, and Karim Musaf is brought the entire day, hence the tefillah could be done the entire day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheva Shos, Sherei Kar Musaf Krav Olech Ad Sheva Shos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, one could bring the Kar Musaf only for 7 hours, hence the tefillah extends for 7 hours. What emerges, points out the Gemara, is that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi points out beautifully that every single position of tefillah, what is the appropriate time, corresponds to the appropriate time for the Karban, and the different opinions of the Tanaim follow the different Zmanim of the Karban. Be'ezer Hashem, we will stop the daf over here, 10 lines from the bottom of Chavav on the Beis, and we will go on to 2 halacha topics, Be'ezer Hashem. Be'ezer Hashem, the halacha topic for daf Chavav will first be the topic of having svarim and impossible, in extreme instances, a Sefer Torah in a bedroom, What would be the requirements, especially in cases of when there is tamita in the bedroom? What is the halacha vis-a-vis svarim? The Gemara on the top of Chavav and Aleph, already starting on Chavheim and Beis, had said on the bottom of Chavheim and Beis, "Bayishesh b'sefer Torah tefillin asal shamish bo'as hamita ad sheyotim ad sheynichem kli b'toch kli." The Gemara suggests that the svarim need to be placed in a kli b'toch kli. The Gemara actually gives us two examples, which become both of them important halacha lemaisa examples, and that is, number one, the Gemara says that if you're placing one kli inside of a kli, then it has to be in a kli that is not normal to house that object of Kedusha. Let's take, for example, tefillin. Tefillin will have a great example. Often, people, when they have what's called in Yiddish their tefillin zekel, the tefillin pouch, often has two parts. One is the pouch that actually holds its tefillin, and many nowadays have a plastic surrounding of the tefillin pouch. That would not be an acceptable covering for tefillin to place in a room where there would be tashmish habita, or for that matter, according to many poskim, if people would be walking around undressed. And the reason for that is because it doesn't follow as a kli b'toch kli if it's the exact same type of kli in the sense that it was there for the tefillin. This point is borne out by the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Mem Sif Katan Zayin, that clearly the outer bag does not serve as kli b'toch kli, exactly as the Gemara had described on the bottom of Chaf Hei Amabez, going to the top of Chavav Amid Aleph, that it needs to be in something that's not called kilyon. It's kli. The Magen Avraham in that simin does say, though, that if one spreads the talis on top of the tefillin bag, so then the talis is not kilyon, and that could be acceptable. There are two ways in which one can make a break between the Davar Shebik Kedusha and the other things that are going on in the room, whether it be tashmish, or as we'll discuss later, changing children with dirty diapers and so on. And this is borne out in the language of the Mechaber in Simen Reish Mem Sif Vav. The Mechaber writes, "Bayis sheyesh bo sefer Torah o chumashim asuim beglila, asur l'shamish bo ad sheyeh b'fanav mechitza." One way in which it's permissible to do other things that normally prohibited is if there is a mechitza in front and dividing between the individuals and the Sefer Torah. The source of it, again, is our Gemara. On the top of Chavav Amid Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Sefer Torah tzarech lasis la mechitza asara. A Sefer Torah requires a mechitza. Tosas observes that in our Gemara, you could point out that it really comes out of the Gemara itself. That in our Gemara, we spoke about kli b'toch kli when it comes to tefillin. Yet when it comes to Sefer Torah, there we're machmir for mechitza. Points out the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed in Simen Reish Mem that there are two ways in which one could differentiate and create a distinction between what's going on in the room and the Davar Shebik Kedusha, either through a mechitza or kli b'toch kli. Points out the Mishnah Berurah that our Gemara, this is Tosfos' point already, that our Gemara differentiate between Sefer Torah and Tefillin. Tefillin, it's acceptable to have kli b'toch kli. When it comes to Sefer Torah, that would not be enough. There needs to be a full-fledged barrier. What qualifies as a barrier? The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chafei in that simon says that it needs to be a barrier which is solid. If it was simply a curtain that would blow with the wind, in such a case, that would not be acceptable. It has to be a real barrier when we're talking about a Sefer Torah. However, when it comes to tefillin, there a mechitza is not necessary, and kli b'toch kli would be acceptable as well. It is for that reason that if there is a bookcase of svarim and things that are prohibited to do in front of svarim, it can be done If the Svarim are, number one, in a bookcase, writes the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Lamed, and then covered by a kisui, a sheet, even if the kisui is not one that qualifies the mechitza, it blows around, since by tefillin we're makel, certainly we would be makel as well when it comes to svarim. There is another leniency that applies to svarim that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sivkat Lamed Gimel, which is a large leniency, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes, there are those who disagree, but one should be aware of it, and that is if the bookcase is large enough that would hold 40 sa'a and is an amma by an amma big, so then in such a case, it could very well be that another kli is not necessary at all because it's considered a rishus b'fnei. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, yesh machmirim b'zeh. However, if it is attached to the wall, it could very well be that everybody would agree that one could be makel. Most bookcases are not attached to the wall. Even if those bookcases have 40 saw, ideally it should be covered. It seems from the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Mem, in Sivkat Zayin, that if the cover is clear, that would not be acceptable. The Piskei Tshuvos in a special edition to Siman Reish Mem, in footnote 123, quotes the Eish El Avram with an interesting heter, and that is that if one doubles over a bag, so then in such a case, that could qualify as a double kisui as well. So what emerges is a mechitza is not necessary for svarim and tefillin. A mechitza would be necessary when it comes to a sefer Torah. It has to be a real halachic mechitza, not one that would blow in a ruach metzuya. And we discussed the different types of double mechitza that would be acceptable. And it is clear, a very common case when it comes to bookcases, so there it's clear from the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Mem that the bookcase would qualify as one kli, and then something covering would be enough, although it should not be lechatchila clear, a clear covering. This is what emerges if one reads about the clear covering, if one reads the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Mem, Sivkat and Zayin. This shaila doesn't only apply in terms of tashmish amita in front of svarim. This shaila also applies in regards to changing dirty diapers in front of svarim. Piskei Tshuvos has a nice collection of the psakim in Siman Mem Oz Dalet in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos. That's in his Chelek Rishon, of course, where he points out that really lechatchila it's not appropriate to change a dirty diaper in front of svarim that are laying around. One would add, though, we already learned in Siman Reish Mem the bookcase qualifies as a separate kli, and therefore, if they're sitting in a bookcase, so then in such a case, then that would be enough for considered to be in a separate reshus, or more precisely, considered covered. The Shailos HaTshuvos Divrei Malkiel quoted that since a bedroom where a child sleeps, where a toddler, infant sleeps, is not a room that is designated for going to the bathroom, therefore one could be makel and rely on a single cover, and therefore what would emerge is if there is a large bookcase, in such a case, then it would be considered acceptable lechatchila to change a baby in such a place. Finally, in cases where a person relies on kli bitoch kli, there is a big discussion about whether it's important which one of the two kelim be eino kilyon, the abnormal kli, the kli that's not actually wrapped around the Dover Shebekdusha normally. We gave an example of a tefillin bag being kilyon and a talis not being a kilyon. Does it make a difference which one goes first? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Ches and Siman Mem says that it does not make a difference. It is quoted in the name of the Archas Rabbeinu that the stipler felt otherwise. However, we would paskin that as long as one of the kli is not, as our Gemara said, kilyon, that would be acceptable. It should be noted as we conclude these halachos 2 points. Number one, we learned that for a Sefer Torah, a mechitza needs to be made in Hilchos Shabbos, Simchen Tezvav, we learn about the prohibition of creating a Mechitza Hamateret. And therefore, when it comes to making a Mechitza to allow for something in the house, that would be a big issue for Shabbos. And bottom line is the basic rule is that a Mechitza Hamateres is prohibited. Secondly, it's important to point out that we've discussed Be'ezer Hashem, the halachos of Sefer Torah, and Tfilin, and Sfarim in the room. We have not discussed in regards to how mezuzah should be put in a room vis-a-vis the above-mentioned issues of Tashmish and Soa. Be'ezer Hashem, this concludes the first set of halachas. The second part of today's halacha is really the spirit of halacha of tefillah that emerges from the Gemara on Chavav, on the base. The Gemara had told us that tefillah is modeled after the Avos, and we learn Avram's tefillah from Vayashkim Avram Baboker El Mokom Asher Omad Shom. And Chazal say, Amida is tefillah, and it searches for a very interesting makar. It quotes from Tehillim, the Maisa of Pinchas's zealotry, his kina, Vayamot Pinchas Vayifalel. And Pinchas stood up, and he was Mifalel. Now the Gemara is using Mifalel as tefillah, and says, we see that standing by Avram is the same standing of Pinchas, and that must be of tefillah. Now if you translate the word Vayifalel in that pasuk in Tehillim, the Gemara's drasha is a mystery. And that is that the pasuk in Tehillim tells us that he stood up to judge between those who require death and those who didn't. Question is, what exactly is the word Vayifalel, which we use this day as being tefillah, which the Gemara over here assumes is a requirement of tefillah, yet what does that have to do with the word judgment? Rav Shamshon Pinkus, in his excellent book, Sha'arim B'Tfilah, speaks about the idea that one of the most important parts of tefillah is actually for a person to sit in judgment over what is truly MS life. And that, he argues, is one of the primary goals. Rambam describes in Hilchos Deis, Rav Pinkus says, that the ultimate MS, the ultimate truth, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And that is that the entire world is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't have to exist. However, the truth, Eina, the Rambam writes, Lefichach Eina Mitaso Kamitas Echamehem Shekol Animtzoin Srichen Lo. Everything that exists in the world needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need them. And that exactly, Rav Pinkus argues, is the way we start off in tefillah. Hakel HaGodol HaGibar VaHanora Kel Elyon. And that is that we are trying to internalize within ourselves what is Emes LaAmita. So in tefillah, we attempt to sit in judgment of what is truly Emes. That, of course, is the process of tefillah, Rav Pinkus argues. Once a person begins to internalize this, then he realizes how he's dependent as a motzui, he is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his entire being is dependent on him, and he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then finally, when he begins to reflect on this Bakasha Sa'emes, he internalizes how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him, and that's the final part of Shemona Esrei, the Hodah towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hence, one of the most critical parts of Tefillah is this component of standing in judgment, looking for Emes LaAmito, trying to truly, truly, truly begin to plumb the depths of our Metzius and our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could add to what Rav Pinkus had said, that there's also another process. Chazal referred to it not only as Pilul, but also Lehit Palel, a reflexive judgment. That a person, when he's in the search for Emes, he also needs to turn that search inward to analyze himself. What is it that I need to improve in myself? And that is so much part of the Avodah of Slach Lanu and so many other things. Tefillah. Rav Pinkus also points out that there is another component from the word Pilul that is not from Pinchas, but rather is found in the Torah of Naftule Elokim Niftalti Imachosi. The name Naftali, and Rashi explains, means to join. And that is tefillah, is also this tremendous opportunity of dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could add and put this in a halachic context by pointing out the following halacha. In a celebrated piece, in the first piece of Chidush Reb Chaim Halevi, of Reb Chaim Brisk, in his first piece in the Sefer, he points out a contradiction in the Rambam between Perik Dalet and Perik Tes and Ilchos Tefillah. In one place the Rambam says, Kol Tefillah She'ein Bo Kavona Eina Tefillah, that there always needs to be Kavona for Tefillah. It's not called Tefillah without Kavona. However, the Rambam contradicts himself by saying that you need to have Kavona for all the words in Shemone Esrei. However, B'di'evet, if you had Kavona only in the first bracha, it would be acceptable. How to reconcile the stira? Reb Chaim suggested a beautiful yesod. And he said that when it comes to all of Shemona Esrei, the Rambam says, Kol tefillah she'ein bo kavana eina tefillah. The Rambam there is talking about the awareness that one is lefnei Hashem. The only time one is yotzei tefillah is if one has the awareness that he is standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is being mechubar with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, when it comes to understanding the words, that is only necessary, the Rambam holds, for the first bracha, b'di'evet. B'di'evet, one is yotze, if one internalized the first bracha. Maybe we could suggest that these are exactly the two motifs that we saw in the word of tefillah itself. That when it comes to the awareness that I am with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm being mechaber with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the part of the word tefillah of naftule that we have in Sefer Bereishis, that Rashi says that that word of tefillah means to be mechaber. Yet our Gemara spoke about something else, and that was the word of judgment, where a person is both judging himself and even more significantly trying to be as honest as possible about the emes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. That component of the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is something that he starts off with in the first bracha. The component of being mechaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that is throughout the tefillah and is something that's ma'akev. If he doesn't have the awareness that he's standing lefnei melech malchei melachim, that would be ma'akev. Maybe we can understand Reb Chaim's hesber in light of the above ideas that we saw in the two components of tefillah. If the idea of tefillah as judgment, which we learn out from our Gemara on Daf Chavav Amud Beis, is a component of understanding the end, what is the most critical bracha? The most critical bracha is the first part, Hakel Hagadol Hagibar Vahanora. And therefore, that would be ma'akev when it comes to tefillah. So Be'ezer Hashem, we've seen the two ideas of what the word tefillah means, and have seen the basic yesod in terms of the halachos of kavana, as discussed by the Rambam and explained by Reb Chaim of Brisk. To apply this also halacha l'maisa, it is interesting to note that my Rebbe Rav Nevensal disagrees with this famous Reb Chaim, because what emerges from Reb Chaim is that when it comes to the first bracha, one must understand it. If one does not understand it, then one is missing the component of Pirush Hamilim, and if he doesn't understand those words, so then that is ma'akev. That's what we call the part of tefillah of judgment and awareness of what one is doing. However, Rav Nevensal in Ha'ara to the Mishnah Berurah and Simin Sadi Ches Sif Katan Aleph points out that it doesn't seem to come out this way, halacha l'maisa. What do I mean? That what would the halacha be if someone doesn't understand tefillah at all, does not understand the Hebrew? Would it be acceptable for him, l'chatchila, to say the first bracha in Lashon Kodesh? Rav Nevensal points out that the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Kuf Dalid seems to assume that the halacha is that saying in Lashon HaKodesh would be acceptable, even if one does not understand. According to Reb Chaim's logic, if one doesn't understand it, it should be ma'akev when it comes to tefillah. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Simin Kuf Aleph, Siv Katan, Yud Dalid, Rav Nevensal points out. If that's so, So then Reb Chaim's Lomdus, as beautiful as it is and as beautiful as it fits in to the above construct, remains to be seen whether that is, Reb Nevensal said to me, the Lashon that he said to me is, I'm more makel than Reb Chaim. That according to Reb Chaim, it's ma'akev for a person to understand the words of the first bracha. Reb Nevensal claims that if he's saying it in Hebrew, he does not have to understand it, and rather he would still be yotze. This concludes, Be'ezer Hashem, the halacha and the machshava for today.